Welcome back to it on a Tuesday. Second of March. I'm just shocked that it's March already. All right, so the Equality Act is something that, really irritates me. Title IX was put in place to protect women, protect girls, to make sure they had equal opportunities in sports and other places, and now it's being obliterated by this alleged push for equality. And yet what it means is intact males will be able to run track meets against females or fishing, or excuse me, swimming meets or whatever it might be, right? And to me, it's just, it's absurd. Inez Stepman is here. She's with the Independent Women's Forum Senior Policy Analyst. Inez, thank you for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me about the Equality Act, because to me, it means that women's prisons will no longer exist. Women's sports will be obliterated, destroyed. The lines between the sexes and, frankly, the lines of common sense erased by this. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. This act, I think, is very poorly named, but it's named on purpose, I think, to silence opposition, to make people feel that if they oppose this act or what it stands for, they're, quote-unquote, against equality or they're bigoted. And that's certainly the way its proponents are framing it. But the consequences of it are going to be really, really bad for women and girls. You mentioned two major ones, women's sports, women's prisons. I mean, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of laws on all levels of government in the United States that rely upon the legal distinction between men and women. And look, most of the time, the biological differences between men and women don't really matter, right? We know that we know that people can be astronauts and chemists, right? But sometimes they really matter, right, including on a track team or any kind of physical contest, and including in situations where women are uniquely vulnerable, like prison, or in cases where women's privacy or girls' privacy is reliant on having female-only spaces. So there are instances where those differences are important, and the law needs to recognize them.
Why do you think there is this great push to try to tell you, me, and everybody else that there's no difference between male and female? Why is there this great effort to say men and women are the same, there's no difference? We know better than that, do we not? And if it were true what they're trying to tell us, that there's no difference between men and women, what are they transitioning to and from, those are transgender men or transgender women? If there's no difference between male or female, how would they transition from one to the other if there's no difference?
Yeah, I think you're right that there is a larger push to obliterate the distinction between men and women and to take us from what I think has been equality under the law to a kind of interchangeability or sameness between men and women. I'm thinking now of decisions like the Bostock decision from the Supreme Court, and then in terms of legal changes, not only the Equality Act, but also the Equal Rights Amendment, which is probably going to be brought up in the House once again next week. And that would constitutionalize some of these indistinctions between men and women. But yeah, there's an increasing reluctance to recognize the biological differences between men and women and to treat them as though they're completely interchangeable. And that's just not true. As you say, it's common sense that there are situations where you have to treat men and women differently. And a lot of the situations you treat men and women differently exactly in order to provide opportunity for girls, right? Like on the track team, what's happening in Connecticut now is that there are some female track runners who are suing now because there are two biological boys that are now competing on the track circuit in Connecticut, and surprise, surprise, they're getting number one and number two virtually every single track meet, and the girls who were previously getting number one and number two are getting three and four now. There are some situations where we really have to recognize the fact that men and women have biological differences that actually are impacting their ability to compete against each other in a fair way or their ability to be housed together. There was a women's shelter up in Alaska, a shelter that is there for women who are escaping domestic violence, and they turned away a biological male, and now they're being sued in court for it. So the Equality Act takes those kinds
which
of laws,
which is absurd,
the
of
most
course.
Extreme of those yeah. kinds of laws, that makes it a national law.
Let me ask you something. And as you mentioned, the Equal Rights Amendment, it became a non-factor a number of years ago because the expiration date came and went. It was set by Congress. It expired. And now some of the members of Congress want to say, well, that didn't really matter. We're going to try to push it through anyway. I don't think they've got 38 states. One state said yes, but other states like North Dakota, South Dakota say they're going to vote to rescind their approval of the Equal Rights Amendment. What would the Equal Rights Amendment do that we haven't already done in America for equal rights between men and women, which, again, I thought we weren't supposed to talk about gender in America? I am so confused by the left.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. The Equality Act and the Equal Rights Amendment today, I think, would have a lot of the same impact. It's just that the Equal Rights Amendment would put it on the constitutional level, take it entirely out of the hands of the voters. Unfortunately, the left doesn't agree with what you just said, that the Equal Rights Act has expired. They believe that they can ram it through again, and they say that they do have 38 states that have ratified because they don't recognize the right of the Dakotas to exit the compact, as it were. They don't recognize the right of states to rescind ratification. So they have this very illegitimate ratification process by which they've determined that all they need to do is get a bare majority in the House and the Senate, and the Equal Rights Amendment should be added to the Constitution. Of course, that will be fought out in court, but it is the intention of the Democrats and the left now to ram through the Equal Rights Amendment, which, as I said, all the same things, right? Separating men and women in prison, potentially unconstitutional under the Equal Rights Act. Having women's sports teams at public universities, potentially unconstitutional under the Equal Rights Act. And this is all completely contrary to common sense, but it is where I think the left is going and the Democrat Party is following.
Yeah, there's no way. I mean, either you have deadlines or you don't. And of course you do. And of course we've seen Democrats in the last year say deadlines don't matter. If ballots, for example, show up a week or two or three after the end of the election, doesn't matter. We can count them anyway. The Equal Rights Amendment gets ratified by Virginia years later, years after the deadline. Doesn't matter. Well, see, and that's just not going to fly. It's not going to pass the muster of the United States Supreme Court either. Congress made a rule. The rule was not observed. The United States Supreme Court will, but it just, Democrats don't care about the rules. That's the takeaway. I'll give you the last word.
Sure. It's not as cut and dry, I think, as you just made it out to be in the courts, not because it's not clear that Democrats violated the rule, but because it's not clear if it's a matter for the courts to adjudicate or not. Now, I think we have a strong case that it is a matter for the courts to adjudicate because they have so flagrantly violated their own congressionally set timeline. But
I guess we'll find out. I've got to leave it there because I'm up against a break.
You're making out to me.
Yeah, well, I think it's pretty cut and dried. We'll see what happens, but that's why we have courts. Inez Stutman, Senior Policy Analyst, Independent Women's Forum. Greatly appreciate the conversation. Thank you for being here.
Thanks.
Quick break. We'll be right back. It's the Steve Huber Show.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
It's time to go on the court with Robin Hook.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of action and excitement because it's a day for winning only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com. Officially eliminated from the scaled-down Mid-American Conference Tournament, the Western Michigan basketball team has two games left to play in the 2021 season. All three Michigan MAC schools, Eastern Michigan, Central Michigan, the Broncos, and Northern Illinois, will be left out of the 8-team tournament in Cleveland next week. Broncos take on the last place Northern Illinois Huskies tonight in DeKalb before wrapping up the season at home Friday against Eastern Michigan. Then first-year head coach Clayton Bates and his staff will go to work adding new pieces to the roster for the 21-22 season and beyond in an effort to get the Broncos back to competing for a MAC championship, something that has eluded Western Michigan since winning the regular season and tournament title in 2014.
As a graduating high school senior, your school sports playing days come to an end. But as you move on, you can still stay in the game by trading in your playing uniform for a new opportunity. High school sports need new officials now more than ever. Officiating is a great way to give back to the game, stay in shape, and it's not a bad way to make part-time money while you're in college. Register online at MHSAA.com and stay in the game. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.